seeking to strengthen your walk with Christ. I'm Kathleen. We've been spending time the last few weeks looking at why the Lord wants us to share our faith and the importance of being equipped when challenged with objections to Christianity. In response to the person who does not believe the Bible is the Word of God, we are looking at the evidences for the validity of Scripture to help you stand confident in the Word of God and be able to give a defense. I'm using the acronym FAST PUPPY to help us remember the points of evidence. We have looked at F, which stands for Fulfilled Prophecy, and A for Archaeology. Next, we will look at S for Supernatural Unity. The Bible is not a book. It is a collection of 66 books written by 40-plus authors over a period of 1,500-plus years, written on three different continents, Asia, Africa, and Europe, in the wilderness, in a dungeon, a palace, a prison, while traveling, on a military campaign, and on an isolated island, to name a few spots. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, 2 Timothy 3:16. God used human authors, men from all walks of life, shepherds, kings, fishermen, scholars, diplomats, prophets, lawyers, doctors, a general, a cupbearer, and historians to record his word in three languages, Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. The Bible addresses numerous controversial subjects, such as death, life, God, marriage, worship, truth, eternity, and yet it is in perfect harmony from cover to cover, entirely consistent within itself, which proves its supernatural origin. If you put 40 people in a room and ask them a series of questions about life, how many different answers do you think you'd get? Maybe 40? Definitely not all the same answer. Ain't gonna happen. Supernatural means to be beyond or exceed the powers or laws of nature, miraculous. Supernatural events or miracles can be produced only by divine power. Unity is defined as oneness, in harmony, continuity without deviation or change. Unity of Scripture demonstrates its supernatural inspiration. Only the one true, holy God could provide us with a flawless Bible. The next evidence, Fast Puppy, is T for Testimony of Christ. When Satan tempted Christ in the wilderness, as recorded in Matthew 4, referencing Deuteronomy 8, he rebuked him and exalted the Scriptures as God's words. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. It is written, you shall not tempt the Lord your God. It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve. Christ quoted Old Testament scripture repeatedly, accounts of dozens of miracles and historical events and people. In references to Noah, Moses, Lot's wife, Jonah, to name a few, he spoke as though they were real, not just stories. Jesus Christ not only believed the Bible, he lived his life by it and went to the cross in obedience to it as a perfect expression of his Father's will. He claimed his purpose on this earth was to fulfill Scripture. O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Luke 24:25-27. Many people like to claim that Jesus was just a good teacher because the things he said were so profound. The problem is he doesn't give you that room. He made it very clear that he was God. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. John 17:17. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the unity of your Scriptures, which makes it so obvious to us that man could not have accomplished what only you could. I pray for the skeptics and those yet to accept and trust the Bible as your message to a lost world. Thank you that it was written so that they may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing they may have life in his name. Amen. Thank you for joining us, and always remember, church family, you can trust the Bible enough to be bold.